Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here again, back with another podcast episode. And today, I have a really special episode for all of you. I think this is easily going to have a couple stars in the title to indicate that it's some sort of special episode that people can look back on no matter how much time passes because of the value that it provides. And I want to talk to you all today about what I call a defense mindset and an offense mindset. And to start off this episode, I am going to read verbatim, or in other words, word for word, the caption in a post that I just made on Instagram. Now, if you don't know that I'm on Instagram and you're curious to see more of my content, you can search Lucas Hawthorne in the search bar. I should probably be the first result. Or for the exact handle, it's underscore Lucas Hawthorne. And that's how you can find me on Instagram. But here is the caption that I'm going to read word for word. And it's because I think I wrote it really well. And I think this will sort of basically give you guys the gist of what I'm trying to tell you guys about in the episode. And so I had an epiphany last night that would change the course of my life forever. Some of you may know by now that I've been single my entire life. Not once in my 22 years have I had a girlfriend. For the longest time, I would be bitter and resentful when thinking about this. I was a nice guy. I treated people with respect. I was honest and loyal. Why didn't I deserve someone? I blamed my circumstances. I blamed bad luck. I blamed the people around me for not realizing my potential and character. It was not my fault at all. It was theirs. But I did a little more digging, and I realized that I had a lot more responsibility and control than I understood, more than I was willing to admit. For instance, I tended to fall into the trap of neediness and desperation really often. I believe my clinginess in dating stems from my desire for affection due to having a childhood without it. But here's the truth. Regardless of the source of your problems, whether you caused them or not, you are responsible for what happens to you today. It didn't matter that my abusive upbringing and terrible school life gave cause to my needy behaviors. I'm left with the baggage, and it sucks, but what's complaining about it going to do? How does that increase my chances of success with dating when I blame it and get upset about it? I realized I needed to make a mindset switch. I finally acknowledged that I had been afraid. I didn't always shoot my shots. I didn't take risks, I was needy, and so forth. And most importantly, that it all needed to change. Folks, please understand that your circumstances are in your control. You don't get to choose which hand you're dealt at the poker table, but you get to choose how you play it. Don't get caught up in blaming people and things around you like I did. Chances are, you are where you are because you've made repetitive choices and yet you expected different results. It's not always easy for us to take the blame, but being able to do that is the first step to ensuring that where you are isn't where you'll stay. And so we conclude that post. I thought that was really well written. Hopefully you did too. And that post basically sums up what I'm trying to convey to my audience today. We are caught up in a defense mindset more often than we think. And as I've defined in the post, in the picture, a defense mindset is when you blame your circumstances and experiences on other people. An offense mindset, on the other hand, is when you realize you're responsible for controlling the outcome. Okay? And I know as human beings, right, as I wrote in the post, we struggle with taking blame, right? Why else do we have all these arguments about it's your fault, he said, she said, no, it's not my fault, I'm innocent, right? We get into this game of pointing fingers all the time because human beings do not like being vulnerable. We do not like taking blame because if we are the ones at fault, if we are the one to be blamed, that puts us in a vulnerable position for people to attack us. We do not like taking blame. But it's important that we do. When we're talking about ourselves, it's important to acknowledge our own vulnerabilities and our own mistakes so that we can improve, because that's the first step to solving problems, right? Is that acknowledging that there is a problem. And in my case, I have had quite a few problems with my dating life, right? Now, I'm not saying this to be like, I'm not implying for this to be a race of, okay, you're 22 years old and you're still single and you have been single your whole life. I'm not saying that that's like a huge problem, right? It's like people progress through life at different speeds. We all end up having our first girlfriend or boyfriend whenever, right? It's not a race. But for the longest time and for many years, I complained about it to myself. I internalized this thought process of me being upset at the world, me being upset at people, because why have I been single this whole time? Right? I deserved someone. I was nice, I'm loyal, I'm kind, I'm honest, I'm caring, I'm trustworthy, I'm dependable, right? I gave myself all these reasons why I deserved to be with somebody, and when I failed, when the person of my affection would not feel the same way, or whatever, I would get into this mindset of blaming them for not realizing or not seeing what was in me. Right? I got caught up in this defense mindset of constantly blaming my circumstances and experiences on other people and other things. But last night I finally had this epiphany, and I finally got real with myself, and I said, you know what? I have things that I need to work on. One of the biggest things that I need to work on is I have been really needy and desperate in my dating life, and it shows. And that's what pushes people away, is when you act clingy and needy and desperate. That actually turns people off. And I'm not just talking about dating either. It's dating and also your platonic relationships as well. People don't like being around needy people. And I was a needy person. And I understand that my neediness, as I wrote in the post, I am like pretty much almost 100% sure that my neediness comes from how I was raised in my childhood. Living and growing up in a household without much affection and not having that support at school makes me desperate for a support system, makes me desperate for affection, right? Because I've lived so long without it, and now I would reach out and grab it at any chance I get. And that would lead to me trying to desperately be with people, but as I previously said, that's not a healthy way to have your relationships. It pushes people away. And see, even then, I still blamed other people. But now I finally realize that even if I have this neediness problem as a result of things that I didn't do, right? My abusive upbringing and my terrible school social life, right? I didn't ask for that. I didn't get to choose this hand that I was dealt at the poker table, but now I have to decide how I play it. Now I have to decide what am I going to do about it. This is the switch from going from a defense mindset, this victim mindset, to an offense mindset, where I am finally realizing that I am responsible for what I have today. I may not have chosen to get this baggage. I may not have decided that, oh, this is what I want, right? But it is what it is, and I have it whether I asked for it or not. And now I have to decide what I'm going to do about it. And so, for this particular example, the neediness, I have to work at it. I may not have asked for it, but now I have to take control and combat that neediness so that I stop being needy with people, which will then, in turn, increase my chances of success with dating. And the point that I'm trying to make again with this whole episode is that it's not about blaming your circumstances and experiences on other people. In this case, my rejection, my constant flow of rejection. It's not about their fault. It's time to start looking inwards. It's time to start exercising introspection and realizing, okay, I have made my fair share of mistakes. I have had responsibility. I just didn't accept it. I didn't realize it. And in this case, yes, my neediness is my responsibility, and I need to learn to tame it, to control it, or to just get rid of it. and finally start becoming a more independent, less desperate person. And I know I can think back to several moments in my life where things could have happened. I don't want to get into specifics in my dating life. I had my opportunities to make moves. I had my opportunities to make a spark happen. But I didn't take those chances because I was afraid. I was scared, anxious, nervous. And I didn't take those chances. And yet, I still blamed other people for not seeing the good in me, or insert whatever excuse there is. Right? I realize now that, yes, I have finally come face to face with the truth. It has always been my responsibility. I need to face my fears and overcome them. It doesn't matter where they stemmed from. It doesn't matter that I was naturally a more timid kid, shy or reserved. I mean, I wasn't exactly shy, but I was more socially awkward, I guess you could say. It doesn't matter that that's the way that I was kind of born. It's something that I have to work with and change. It's like a block of marble. I'm the one that has to carve out the sculpture of who I am, right? And so, again, just to encapsulate everything, because I think I'm about to close off this episode just so that I don't sound like a broken record. Try to understand and see yourself and look yourself in the mirror and think really hard about yourself. Are you in a defense mindset or are you in an offense mindset? Do you find yourself blaming your circumstances and experiences on other people and things? Or if you're religious, you might even blame your situation on God. Do you find yourself doing this? When something goes wrong, when you get rejected by the girl or boy of your dreams, do you find yourself blaming them, blaming other things, and refusing to take responsibility whatsoever? If so, you are probably in a defense mindset, which, again, is not exactly a healthy place to be. It's what's important, and what I'm trying to, the call to action that I have for this episode is for people to understand this and shift towards an offense mindset, which shifts you from being the victim to being the one in control and understanding the power that you have over your outcomes. What you do today matters. And so make that switch to that offense mindset and start taking control of your life rather than blaming the things and people around you. Because when you get too caught up in that, you start becoming reactionary, reactive, rather than proactive. It's time for you to get behind the wheel and to pilot your life rather than wait for things to happen to you and then blame things when things go wrong. And so this is the sort of epiphany that I had last night. It took me a long time to realize this. I blamed people, circumstances, other things for far too long. And I'm very happy and proud of myself that I finally took the time last night to realize this. And I want to share my findings with you all, which is why I made that Instagram post and why I'm making this episode. So that hopefully my own discoveries and findings and values can help others out there who might be struggling with the same thing, whether it's dating, whether it's your friendships or any relationships that you have with people, and about sharing this epiphany that I had about whether you're in a defense mindset or an offense mindset. And another thing is that it's easy to consume stuff like this. Like, it's not the first time that I have come across the same ideas of defense mindset and offense mindset. Like, I've read about these things, but it just never clicked with me. I just never understood it to the level that I do now. And so sometimes you just have to consume a certain piece of content or multiple pieces of content at different times to finally get it to click right. That's why content creators like myself and Gary Vee, we often repeat the same ideas in our content. It's not because we're repetitive to bore you. We're repetitive in the sense that we want to help you see. We're waiting for that piece of content that'll finally get it to click. with you. And so that you can finally understand it and then maybe get moving from there, if not from the first piece of content. And so, with that said, I want to thank you all for listening to this 15-minute episode. Definitely going to get a couple stars in the title. As always, feel free to let me know what you think about this, constructive criticism or tips for improvement, your reaction to this, your thoughts on this. Always do appreciate it. You can let me know in a DM, preferably on Instagram because that's where I'm the most active. You can leave a comment in a post. You can leave a voice message on this podcast. But for now, happy Saturday. Thank you for listening once again, and I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.